Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. Today, we talk about Summer, Rainy Days by V from his debut album Layover, and the month of August in BTS history. First, let's just catch up. I said I was going to go into an irregular schedule in the summer. Turned out that I did not have time to record a podcast at all, so I apologize. Lessons have been learned in that I thought for sure I'd have a day or two here or there that I could write and record an episode, but that didn't happen as soon as I was away and outside of my apartment and not adhering to my regular routine. It became very, very hard for me to find time to script and record a podcast. So the lesson learned is that next summer, I'll just take the summer off. I won't make any promises on irregular schedules. I will just not have a podcast for about a month in the summer, possibly a month and a half, depending. Any other time I go on vacation, as usual, I would not have a podcast. I'd tell you about that in advance. Not that it's like, you know, crucial that I get this out every week. But speaking of that, I think I'm going to switch to a bi-weekly schedule instead of a weekly schedule. It's been really fun doing it every week, but it is hard to fit into all my other responsibilities. A girl has to make money, and this doesn't make money. It's just for fun. So yes, I will be probably switching to every 2 weeks. Now, the other thing that I've been thinking about, just while we're talking about the podcast and format and stuff like that, is that I want to try to do it less scripted. That's also in the interest of saving time. The problem with that is that it increases editing time because I do say a lot when I speak. It's a vocal tic that I have that's very annoying. There's nothing I can do about it. Hopefully, I get better at it. So basically, one aspect of going to a less scripted format is that it will give me practice in speaking without ums or ahs, and that will just improve my overall speaking and, you know, lead to prosperity and better job prospects and, you know, better presentations skills, stuff like that. This is built-in practice for just being more eloquent. We'll see if it happens. I don't know. I'm still just, you know, blue-collar Canadian girl. There's only so much you can rescue. Anyway, that's the first shakeup. I'm probably going to do it every 2 weeks instead of every week. Just gives me a little bit more leeway. I can space out the scripting and recording a little bit more. It's not two massive 8-hour days of me recording a podcast during the week. It's all fine and good. If I don't have a job, if I have work, it gets very hard. It basically takes away my entire weekend. I kind of like having weekends. They were asked for by unions for a reason. I don't really want to get burnt out. Stuff like that. Now, the other thing, so along with being less scripted, I should have scripted this part, structured it. Anyway, first switch up to format every 2 weeks. Second switch up, less scripted. I'm going to try to do stuff like the news with not scripting. Second switch up is I've been doing the This Day in BTS History, which is really fun. And it's also like the whole podcast is named after it, basically, like A Brand New Day with BTS. What day am I talking about this time? But I have some fears about that section kind of not accomplishing what I was hoping it would accomplish, which was to see just the scope of BTS's career in a snapshot and also be able to sort of see where they were every year. And also talk about, you know, very significant dates in that too. I think the significant dates get kind of lost among the other dates. So I might switch that up as well, and we'll see. Like, I might decide, like, okay, instead of talking about August 25th in every single year, I will talk about August 25th in this particular year and the days and leading up to it, what event happened that day, why is it important, stuff like that. And then, you know, I might talk about in general the other years. We'll see. I'm just playing with that. If you have any thoughts, let me know as usual. So that's the other thing I will be changing The songs will probably stay the same. I think I might actually tie them to the day that I'm talking about in history so that there's more of a thorough line in the episode. There's more of a theme. Because right now, I do a random selective song, which I love my random song generator, I do. So this is going to be kind of hard for me to let go of. But I kind of want to have the episode be more themed. So, for instance, if I'm talking about a date where they're practicing for the Grammys, I might talk about the song Butter that they performed at the Grammys and the weeks leading up to that, how it went over, stuff like that. I might sort of theme it that way, right? Does that make sense? Hopefully that makes sense. So those are the things so far. Not scripted news. Day in the history is. Oh, yeah, the other thing about Day in the History. That's what it is. The other thing I'm going to change about Day in the History is that I've been picking the day based on the day that my podcast releases. So, if, like, for instance, I've been releasing on Mondays for me. So I will say, like, I'll release Monday, August 25th. I might do that this time. Who knows? So let's say I release August 25th. I will talk about August 25th in history. That's how I've been doing it thus far. The problem with that is that I find that because I'm in the Pacific time zone, the whole world has already talked about that day by the time my episode releases. By the time my episode releases, I'm the last person talking about it. And anybody listening that week is probably listening a day or two or three later. I don't actually think Monday's a good day to even release a podcast. Everybody says like Tuesday at 5:30 in the morning. Like, who knows? I don't know. Stupid release your podcast tricks pages confuse me. So I'm going to pick, instead of doing that the day the episode releases, I'm probably going to pick a day that week or in the next 2 weeks if I'm doing the podcast bi-weekly, and I'll pick a significant day that I just want to talk about. It's basically me. If you want to influence what I talk about on the podcast, you can join the Patreon. That's like my one perk on the Patreon. I'm going to also like switch up the tiers there. But anyway, if you want to influence the day, you can join the Patreon. You can message me on Patreon. You can message me on Blue Sky. I have messages open on my podcast account on Blue Sky. You can DM me. You can be like, hey, I want to know about Inkigayo in 2017 and what exactly happened on this day, right? And I can probably tell you. So, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, what I'll do is the episode will probably still release on Mondays. Probably, maybe Tuesday. Who knows? Monday, let's say. But the day I'm talking about on the episode, I will be sometime in the next in the 2 weeks after that day. So it gives you time, or gives people time, to listen to the episode, think about that day and what the anniversary is, get their edits together to celebrate it on Twitter or Blue Sky or Discord or wherever your army spaces are. And you can then have the knowledge of that event before it happens, rather than after, and join in more of the conversations based on the info that I give you in the podcast. Hopefully, that's my vision anyway. So I think that's it. That's my thoughts so far. They might be subject to change. We'll see. I keep saying we'll see. I'm going to have to edit so many of those out. Let's get into the news. All right, let's talk about the summer and what's been happening since the last episode. I have not scripted this. I would basically just be scrolling through my document from where I left off, which I think was around July 12th, July 9th, July 12th, and talking about what's happened since then. So, what has happened since then? J-Hope performed at Lollapalooza Berlin. It was fantastic. That's the first thing on my list. RM, Suga, and Jimin, they were all, well, everybody was in LA except for Jin and J-Hope, because J-Hope was in Berlin, Jin was on tour, Jin was doing his Japan tours, and there were some bunch of lives that were super fun from the house in LA with the five members who were there in LA already. This is not good, not scripted. Oh my God, this is gonna need some work. So yeah, so we've had some really fun lives with Jimin and JK. JK, there was another time where they finally found out that Weverse can do the double, like the two lives at once instead of trying to use Instagram. I was so annoyed with Army who told V to do Instagram Live because Instagram Live sucks and there doesn't save and there's no subs. Weaver's life is so much better. I was so annoyed. Thankfully, that seemed to have been short-lived. Also, V had to turn on his comments in order to get anybody to comment on the live, which just opens up a whole kettle of worms, which isn't even the saying, for horrible things to be posted on Hella's posts on Instagram. So, ugh. Anyway, thankfully, they went back to Weverse. Weverse only has the ability to have two accounts on it alive at once, which they were annoyed by, which was really funny. And they have now put in a feature request to Weverse to let them include multiple up to seven, RM said. Though they pointed out that many groups have way more members. I know that during the pandemic, 17 did a whole Zoom call and it was really cute. Anyway, that's besides the point. It's a whole other group. The live with them figuring out how to do dual lives was really funny. And you can kind of see how big the house is that they're staying in LA because they had Jimin run from Jungkook's room to V's room. And it took him a while. And it took him a while to even find out what room was V's room because he didn't know. So whatever house they're staying in sounds huge. I think at one point RM described it as like a villa or a village, and so I'm wondering if it actually is like more of a villa than a single house, which would be really neat. It looks like from all the evidence we've seen from their Instagram pictures, they posted a bunch of Instagram pictures of them at a restaurant recently, and RM was holding a GoPro. They also had a GoPro in one of the lives, I think, with the JK and Jimin live. JK picked up a GoPro at one point. And in their most recent live, which happened just as I was writing this episode, you can see JK wearing a mic taped to his hoodie. So they're definitely filming where they are. So we will eventually see where they're filming. But for now, it looks like they're being very, very careful about what parts of the house or houses or villa that they show. For privacy sake, because it's very easy these days for people to see just the glimpse of an interior, especially if it's an interior of a house that's listed as a Airbnb or frequently rented for movies or something like that. Like, we don't know how they've acquired this huge house they're in. So if it's a house that's frequently used for media, it's very, very easy for people to just take a corner of it and know exactly where they are. So they are being very careful with only showing white walls, white curtains behind them, nothing really identifiable. And so that's really good. I'm glad they're doing that. I kind of went off the rails there. Anyway, they've been doing lives. That's my point. They've been hilarious lives. They've been really, really good. The one where they were testing having dual accounts join, Hobie was actually flying back from Berlin, and he joined just for like 2 minutes from the airport in Korea once he landed, and that was really fun. So after Hobie wrapped up Berlin, which was the capstone on his Hope on the Stage tour, kind of like a little highlight, shortened last cherry on top of that Sunday. He did a fantastic job. It was such a good performance, and he looked great, and he really fit like the festival vibe with his outfit and his stage presence. He's just such a performer. He's amazing. After he wrapped that up, he went back to Korea and did a video call sign event and some other. He wrapped up his business in Korea. Jin, at the same time, flew to LA, but not to spend time with the boys, unfortunately. He was doing his tour. So he did his whole North American tour while I've been away. I didn't get to go because I am poor right now. And also, traveling to the States right now is not on. It's just not a good time to go there. But I'm glad that everybody who went had a good time. And my friends, I did have some friends in town here who managed to go. And so that was great for them. I'm not bitter at all, as you can tell by my voice. Jin was on Please Take Care of My Refrigerator as well, which is a fun show. They cooked him seafood, as you would do if you had Jin wanting to eat food you were cooking. You just cook him seafood. J-Hope wrapped up his last final Korea business. He flew to LA, joined the boys there. Jin carried on with his tour. Oh, V became the brand ambassador for Coca-Cola Korea, which is cool. He went back to Korea for a short stint. Him and JK went back to Korea, I think, for a short stint. But I think for personal projects, or personal schedules rather than anything official. Okay, so after Jin wrapped up, there's a whole bunch of social media, by the way. So the boys have been busy writing. They haven't been super active, like in terms of being on film. They do lives occasionally, but not every single day. They do it like maybe once a week if we're lucky. But what they have been doing is posting on Instagram. When they think about it, they do like kind of a few of them do like photo dumps, where they just post like a bunch of photos from that have like, you know, if they've gone out for dinner with the others, they'll post pictures of that. If they go to the beach, they'll post pictures of that. If they meet a cat on the street, they'll post a picture of the cat on the street, right? So their Instagrams are a great place to go if you just want to see what they've been up to recently. But for the most part, right now, everybody in LA is just working, and so it's not really something that they want to photograph. I mean, they're filming it all. We'll see it all later. But it's not like, oh, let me take out my camera and take a picture of you, you know, looking at a laptop screen while you mix this song. That's not really something they want to document. So anyway, this is all to say their Instagrams are great, but they only drop pictures every few weeks. And most of it's like song recs that they're listening to and stuff like that. And it's great. So after Jin wrapped up North America, he went to London and he had his two shows in London. And then he had his final shows in Amsterdam. And the first night in Amsterdam was live streamed to cinema all around the world. So if you were lucky enough to have a cinema playing it near you, you could go see Jin. And I went with my mother because I was visiting her. And it was super fun. I just gave her a brief overview of Jin on the drive in. We had a bit of a fiasco actually getting there, so I missed the first two songs because the theater we had bought tickets for canceled the show and didn't tell us until we arrived. And then I had to drive 30 minutes, which I made in 20 minutes. So I was doing some good driving. But I got into the theater just during the opening songs. I think I missed the first two songs and came in during the third. And then I got to see the rest of the concert, which I was really happy about because my favorite section is the section where he sings, I Will Come to You, Abyss, and then Background. I just love those three songs so much. And so the fact that he does them back to back to back is a dream come true for me. So I was just so happy to be in the theater for that and to have my mother see it. And she really loved the concert. My mom's hard of hearing. So I was a bit disappointed that they actually were using a translator in English and not doing subtitles on the screen because I thought it would be perfect because they'd have subtitles on the screen. So she didn't catch everything that was said, but she can still hear music. And since it's in Korean, it doesn't matter if she can't understand the words anyway. She really, really loved it. She had a really good time. So that's always fun when you can sort of bring a non-BTS fan to a BTS event and just see how much fun they have. So yeah, I mean, she knows I love Jin, so she was never going to be like, oh, I hated that. But my mom's also a very honest person. I can tell. I can tell when she's genuinely enjoying something. So that was so much fun. So then Jin wrapped up his whole concert in Amsterdam on day two. He explained that he's not going to have an encore concert because he booked his concert so late he could not get venues for an encore concert. And so this is it, Amsterdam done. And then he flew directly to LA to meet up with the boys rather than going back to Korea. So now he's in LA and he's been in LA since August 11th around. I don't know exactly what day he traveled there, but August 11th is the day after his Amsterdam show. And he did say on the live after his first night in Amsterdam that he was flying directly after to LA. So he wasn't lingering in Europe and he wasn't going back to Korea. He was flying right to LA. And that's where he is now. And the boys did a live just a few days ago. And they were all at the beach and they all looked happy and healthy. And it's just great to see them together, especially at a beach. Like, oh my God, the HYYH of it all. Amazing. Amazing. V and Jungkook looked like they had just walked out of HYYH because they were in hoodies, and it was re really amazing. Hobi, of course, was in his J outfit, so that was very not, and Jin's in Gucci, so not all of it was the most beautiful moment in life-esque BU aesthetic, but just seeing them at a beach at sunset, all having fun, very much. That's the dream. So that brings us to now. Yesterday, news broke that V, or not news broke, but it was announced that V is going to throw out the first pitch at the Dodgers game on August 25th. So that's like the first official thing that they're doing in LA since they got there. Other than that, I think they're just writing in the house and hopefully we'll get more lives. It's probably going to be pretty quiet going forward now that the tours are over. They don't have any concerts in the works. They're just focusing on the album. I believe they said that they'd be in LA until September. I don't know if that's, until the beginning of September or till the end of September, but the plan is to stay there for a good chunk of time still. And finish writing the album. If their goal is early spring, they've got to get that written and kind of confirmed probably before November, in order to film all the content that they need to do for a comeback, design the album, all that sort of stuff. So there's still like tons and tons of work to do before an album gets released. So we'll see what happens once they leave LA, like once the writing process is over. It might be that, they'll start doing other variety shows or stuff in Korea between music video shoots and whatnot, like they used to do. It could also be that they, we can speculate, but they have talked also about taking things slower post-military so that they don't burn out. We're used to a certain release schedule. We're used to a lot of content from them. Them taking things slower might mean that that level of activity is decreased so that they can have more off time. Even right now, they're only taking one day off a week while they write and work on the album. And they used to only get one day off a month, which is ridiculous. But if you think about your own life, I mean, depending on what job you have, usually you have 2 days off a week. They're already working harder than most people with their one day off a week. They might want to take 2 days off a week. They might want to have 8 hour days rather than 12 hour days, right? So things might slow down so that they can have healthier lives, which is what we want. But it means that we can't actually like look at the past release schedules and say, oh, this is what's going to happen this time, because it's probably going to be completely different. And whatever they do now will probably be what they'll do going forward with their releases. And it also, we might be seeing solo stuff, more solo stuff worked in compared to Chapter One, where it's just the rap line every 4 years would release a mixtape, right? Chapter Two, Chapter Three, whatever you want to call it right now, post-military BTS. They might be juggling both group work and solo stuff more often, with the vocal line also releasing albums as well. And the rap line might want to release more frequently. So they might have time off to work on their solo stuff as well. So, yeah. So basically, this is all me saying I have no idea what's coming. So the news segment, part of the reason I'm gonna not do it scripted is because there might not be that much of it week to week. And so I might just want to talk about how cute they looked in the one live we got, right? Yeah. So that's it. Okay. I will stop blabbing. All right. So that's the news so far. So next week, which is probably when I'll release this episode, is V throwing out the first pitch. And that will probably happen on the day I release the episode if I do it on the 25th. Yeah. Let's say I'm going to do it on the 25th. I'll just hold myself to that deadline. So V is gonna throw out the first pitch today, if you're listening to this on the day it's released. Yay! Also, JK like recommended a ton of songs this morning. So if you want to listen to a ton of songs, go check out JK's new Instagram. Oh yeah, speaking of, I forgot to say, while I was away this summer, JK opened up a new Instagram account. So before, JK had deleted his Instagram account, and he only had an account for his dog, Bam. So he only posted pictures of Bam on Bam's account. Occasionally, he would use it to comment on current affairs with a picture of Bam. But for the most part, Bam only, Bam all the time, 24/7, Bam. Now, because of V wanting to check out Instagram lives and do dual lives and see if he could, you know, see if they could have three people, stuff like that, JK ended up kind of making public a private Instagram account he had, which is MNI Jungkook is the handle, which is my name is Jungkook. so that's how you remember it. MNI Jungkook is his new Instagram handle, and that's his personal account rather than account for his dog. So far, he's kind of not posted pictures on it of it. V did a whole photo dump where he had some pictures of JK in the pictures, and JK shared the pictures kind of like as a co-post thing that you can do on Instagram. He's since deleted that, and now it seems he's just using the stories for song recs. So yeah, whatever floats his boat. It's cool to have all seven of them on there again and have that sort of follower account on all of them match up. If you want to check out all of JK's song recs, MNI, Jungkook on Instagram is the place to go. He's listening to some good tunes. They're really vibey. It'll be really interesting to see like what sound the BTS album has for sure, between what V is listening to, what JK is listening to, what's kind of trendy right now. It'll be interesting also what Hobi's been doing with his singles. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's going to be awesome because they're awesome. So yeah. All right. News over. August in BTS history. I'll go back to picking days next episode, but I thought for the first one back, I'd do a more general overview of where BTS were in the month of August each year. Now, because I'm talking about an entire month, this is a very long segment, but also because it's an entire month, I can go back even further in time, which is super fun. So let's begin in August 2009. Namjoon performed in the 94-liners Paradise show at a club. It was 7,000 won to get in, which is about $5. He was performing with Supreme Boy in a duo called Fears. This was also the month that Namjoon auditioned to join Big Deal Records. Fortunately for us, but unfortunately for him at the time, he forgot his lyrics and ended up flubbing the entire audition. However, the rapper Sleepy was there, and he saw RM's extreme potential, and he would eventually introduce RM's music to P-Dawg and Bang PD and the fledgling company Big Hit Entertainment. August 2010, Yoongi, going by the stage name Gloss, performs in D-Town show Volume 2 Live in D. It's a bargain compared to RM's show at only 5,000 won, which is less than $5. Meanwhile, back in Seoul, Namjoon moved into the dorm after Big Hit finally got one for the trainees. This was likely the basement dorm that was infested with mosquitoes in the summer months. RM also had yet another show with the 94-liners performing under the name Randa. At the end of the month, the existence of Bangtan was revealed to the public with an announcement of an audition contest. This is the audition that Yoongi will eventually participate in after he saw a poster in Daegu, just as he was getting tired of not making any money in Daegu. Jump forward a year, August 2011. The Rap Line first performs at the Hit It 2 auditions, which are the auditions the following year. They're scouting for more trainees and possible members of BTS. They perform the Rap Line only version of Satori Rap and also release it on SoundCloud. A Satori Rap is eventually released as an OT7 song called Paldo Gangsan, so that's the name you might know it by. But this was a Rap Line only version they wrote and performed together. They're officially BTS now rather than BTB, which was the first acronym and not nearly as awesome. In mid to late August, V auditions in Daegu. I've dated this by the fact that V and RM have both said he auditioned and RM met him in the summer, but V has also said that he auditioned after the Satori Rap was released by the Rap Line. so it had to be mid to late August. August 2012. J-Hope features in Joe Kwan's performance of Animal at the SBS Super Concert in Yeosu. Hobi, Suga, and RM all attend an Eminem concert later in the month. August 2013. BTS have finally debuted with all members accounted for, even though it was touch and go for some of them between signing to the company and debuting. They've released their first album and are already working on their second. August starts off with them filming the variety show Rookie King, which gives a snapshot into the first few months of their career, as well as gives them the opportunity to play ridiculous games and face random penalties. It's very teenage boy level of teasing and playfully hurting and humiliating each other, all in good fun, as teenage boys do. There's a possible missing Jimin log filmed in August that I've never been able to track down, but may or may not have been recorded on August 2nd. If anybody knows anything about that, let me know. BTS are doing the photo shoot for the Are You Late 2 album jacket. They also appear on a few radio broadcasts and filmed the music video for NO. There's also a cold being passed around the members, so this month is mostly full of preparation for the comeback that we can't see and tweets that we can see. On August 25th, a whole 2.5 months into their debut and 8 months since they started filming logs, RM finally films one without sunglasses on. He's very happy about it. At the end of the month, BTS filmed the Oh Are You Late 2 concept trailer and other comeback teasers. This was filmed over midnight between August 31st and September 1st, which it's when BTS decided to prank JK for his birthday by making him think that the director was mad at him for messing up. Basically pulling my aunt's favorite phrase out, which is, what do you think it is, your birthday or something? And then they surprise him with a cake because it is his birthday. JK cries. It's very sweet, but also kind of, what's the word? Mean? Anyway, as I mentioned, this is when they were filming Rookie King at the beginning of the month. These are teenage boys. JK is turning 16. They prank each other. They kind of cross lines that maybe they shouldn't cross or they wouldn't cross in the future. You know, kids are meaner than adults. Because the worst days of their lives haven't been that bad yet. August 2014. BTS start the month in Brazil holding their first fan meeting there. You can see it in the Memories 2014 DVD, as well as in their special BTS Now to America show special. I think it's America and Europe is the official title, I think. Sorry if I get it wrong. I just have America in my notes. So I don't know if it was split up when it aired or not. Also, you can see it in the Bangtan Bomb episode Summer Out of the Country in 2014 on the Bangtan TV YouTube channel. This is a very, very busy summer for them. As they prep Dark and Wild for release, they also film the special Go BTS in LA where they appear at KCON. I'm not sure if the music video for Danger was filmed in July or August, but if it were filmed in August, it would have been between their trip to Brazil and their trip to LA for KCON, because the Dark and Wild showcase is on August 19th at Axe Hall, and then the album and the music video are released on the 20th, so it doesn't really give much turnaround time for filming and editing a music video. Once the album is released, it's time to do the music show circuit for the rest of the month, including an appearance on the After School Club. They also perform at the 18th Family Concert Latte Duty Free K-pop concert on the 31st. It's got a very long title. I might have said concert too many times. August 2015. For the second year in a row, we start the month in South America. BTS begin the month in Chile on their Red Bullet tour and then fly back to Asia for more stops. The platform VLive was recently released and BTS are using it to their full advantage, doing a lot of individual and group live streams from their tour stops. RM's original soundtrack song, Fantastic, is released along with the Fantastic Four movie in Korea. They also find the time to make an appearance at the Idol Star Athletics Championship Chuseok special filmed in August so that it can be aired at Chuseok in September. Then it's off to Japan for their second official fan meeting there called Undercover Mission. At the Osaka stop for the fan meeting, Jimin accidentally holds his breath too long during one of the challenges and faints on stage. He smacks his face on a monitor on the way down and has to sit out the rest of the concert. He's pretty embarrassed about it afterwards, but if you're ever watching old BTS content and you see the members, particularly JK, be concerned about Jimin holding his breath, especially while making faces, that's why. While in Japan, they also perform at the Summer Sonic Festival. And if you can track down this performance, it's phenomenal. The mics don't work well, and the rappers basically shout their entire performance, but they look amazing, and they always sound good, even with broken mics. It's a really, really amazing summer festival vibes show. Hobie's in a baseball cap the whole time. It's great. At the end of the month, when they're back in Korea, they film the onstage prologue short film. This is still probably my absolute favorite piece of HYYH content, or BU content, whatever you want to call it. It helps that I'm an absolute sucker for the butterfly prologue mix. So, you know. Finally, they end the month by ending the Red Bullet tour in Hong Kong. August 2016. BTS are on tour yet again in Asia. This is the Most Beautiful Moment in Life tour. When they wrap that up, it's time to film all the Wings short films, as well as Hobie filming the music video for Boy Meets Evil. On August 16th, we are blessed with the debut mixtape of August D, aka Suga, aka Min Yoongi. It's also around this time that Suga composes the song People, which he won't release until 4 years later and is an absolute masterpiece, in my opinion. I'll talk about it more one day with the song, likely. BTS do another show in Japan and then finish out the month by once again participating in MBC's Idol Star Athletic Championship. This time V doesn't attend. Jin does attend, but then he gets a nosebleed and has to sit it out. August 2017. This was likely the month that they did the photoshoot for 2018 season's greetings in Okinawa. RM also records the song Soul, which will eventually be released a year and a bit later on his Mono playlist album. They also possibly are doing the jacket shoot for Love Yourself Her. I should say, just talking about Soul, Soul is also a masterpiece. There was a recent Rolling Stone list that rated all their solo work from 177 to first place. I didn't agree with a lot of the picks, that person's opinion on the songs. As soon as I saw where they put background, I was by Jin, I was checked out of that list completely. but they did put Soul in first place. And honestly, Soul was first place for me for a really long time. I don't know if it would be right now. So much has been released since then that I just adore. But Soul is way up there. Soul is a fantastic song. Anyway, they also possibly are doing the photo shoot for Love Yourself Her during this month. This is also the month when the Love Yourself highlight reel is released, which is another one of my favorite pieces of BU content. Much like this current year, we don't see much of BTS in August 2017, but that's because they're working super hard to prepare for both the Love Yourself Her comeback and also to appear at the Sao Taiji 25th anniversary concert at the beginning of September. That's another great one-time-only concert that I'd recommend people check out. BTS come in to support Sao Taiji on his songs and do some old school hip hop dancing too. They kill it, and it's cool to see them perform genres that they don't usually do. August 2018. BTS start off the month finishing up their visit to Malta, where they filmed Bon Voyage Season 3. Then it's back to Korea, where RM starts working on the song Tokyo, which will also appear on his Mono playlist not long after its creation. They also film some Run BTS episodes this month, namely episodes 63 to 67. This is also when Jin first learns how to play the piano. He teaches himself how to play Epiphany so that he can perform it on stage. He treats learning the song like learning choreography, memorizing the positions and timing of the fingers as though it's part of a dance to the song. Personally, I love this fact because it really speaks to how, whether he believes it or not, Jin is a dancer. Because anyone who finds it easier to learn the piano if they pretend their fingers are dancing is a dancer, in my opinion. Much like the year before, this is likely the month they did the photo shoot for Season's Greetings 2019. Most of the month is spent in prep for the Love Yourself Answer comeback. as well as the start of their Love Yourself tour, which is kicking off with their first stadium show in South Korea at the Olympic Stadium, which they had only been able to perform in with Sauteje before, but now are filling to capacity on their own. You can watch the behind the scenes of this tour in the docuseries Bring the Soul. And of course, since Love Yourself Answer has come out, they also do the music show circuit yet again as we close out the month. August 2019. They start the month very busy, filming several run BTS episodes. Listed by number, these are episodes 86 to 90, 95 to 96, 107 to 108, 112 to 114, and the second half of 106. They also film the initial planning meeting for their upcoming trip to New Zealand for Bon Voyage Season 4. You can see this meeting in Episode 1 of Bon Voyage Season 4. V releases the song Winter Bear, and on August 10th, they do the photo shoot for Season's Greetings 2020. On August 11th, they perform at the Lotte Family Concert. And the reason I've been saying the dates until now is that then Big Hit announces that BTS are going to get a little vacation. Much like every time since Big Hit has started to announce when BTS are taking a little break, which I think this might have been the first time, the world erupts in speculation that this is the end. But no, they're literally just taking the rest of August off. And arguably, they don't even really know how to take time off, because they film blogs about what they did on vacation for ARMY, setting aside at least one day of activity to film and release the footage later. Jin and Suga pool their day and go fishing together. JK goes to the gym. Jimin takes little snapshots and short videos of traveling to Paris and Hawaii with friends. V films a vlog full of Yontan at his parents' house. And Hobie very much doesn't know how to take a vacation because he flies to LA and films an entire music video for Chicken Noodle Soup. RM goes to Europe and films a travelogue, which includes a lot of art exhibits too. And at the end of the month, Jimin flies back to Korea from Paris just to make sure he doesn't miss JK's birthday. This is also when JK started getting his tattoos, beginning with the ARMY tattoo on his hand and traveling up his arm piece by piece. If you look at the picture that Jimin took of JK on his birthday and you look closely, you can see that Jimin has purposefully blurred or obstructed the view of JK's right arm. And I think that's because he started getting those tattoos in August as soon as he had time off. August 2020. It's the pandemic, so all months are big filming months. But August 2020 especially was a huge filming month. They filmed Run BTS 114 to 115. I think I said the wrong. August 2019, they filmed Run BTS episodes 112 to 113. And then a whole year later, I just realized they film Run BTS episodes 114 to 115. So that tells you how much they sort of like... the Run BTS team will film a whole bunch of episodes and release some right away and release others a whole year later. Anyway, they also filmed the Break the Silence movie commentary video. But the biggest thing they filmed this month was the Dynamite music video and a whole bunch of performances. In no particular order, they film iHeartRadio Music Festival, NPR Tiny Desk, Grammy Museum The Drop, NBC Tonight Show, and the Sing Dynamite With Me performance video. They also had their global press conference for the release and a bunch of interviews, including The Zach Sang Show, Sirius XFM, MTV Fresh Out, Live, Radio.com, Entertainment Tonight, Apple Music, E! News Daily, and Extra TV. And those interviews were all just on one day. They also filmed a performance for the FNS Music Festival, which I believe is a Japan show. And possibly this is when they filmed their performance for the VMAs. At the end of the month, they teamed up with the video game Maple Story to design some custom outfits and items for players, and then wrapped everything up with yet another filming of a performance of Dynamite, this time for America's Got Talent. Also, we get the best commercial song of all time, possibly, or maybe the best one for a car, with the release of Ionic, which I still sing to myself whenever I see an Ionic driving around. Thanks, BTS. August 2021. We start this month in the soup, with BTS finishing filming season 2 of their Staycation series. Then it's back to Seoul to start planning for their Permission to Dance shows in LA, including filming the VCRs. Butter is number 1 on the Hot 100 for the 10th week, while Permission to Dance is number 9. This is possibly and hilariously when they do their photo shoot for their BTS Christmas Little Wishes merch. Then they film the music video for My Universe, their song with Coldplay. They have a group army Zoom call fan meeting where they have 4 calls with 50 people each time. They also film Run BTS episodes 154 and to 155, which are the final episodes for now of the regular Run BTS series, as BTS start preparing for Chapter 2, even if ARMY are still nearly a full year from the announcement of it. I didn't mention it in previous years, but BTS keep in touch with VLives throughout this month. And once again, towards the end of the month, they become game developers to film the Free Fire and BTS show series. They also do the Us, Ourselves, and We photo shoot for their photo book that will be released the following year. They film their performances for Global Citizen Live at several landmarks in Seoul. And Butter, featuring Megan Thee Stallion remix, is released. And BTS also film for the Seven Fates Chaco webtoon live action promo materials. Finally, Suga teams up with Samsung to release his full version of their Over the Horizon theme, which is very gorgeous. August 2022. Now we're into Chapter 2. Jimin is hard at work on Face, which you can see in his documentary, Jimin's Production Diary. J-Hope is wrapping up the interviews for his documentary, J-Hope in the Box, which follows his SOA album debut and Lollapalooza performance journey. In America, Benny Blanco releases Bad Decisions, which is a song he did with BTS. Surprise! J-Hope does a few radio interview appearances. Jin's solo adventures of infiltrating the MapleStory headquarters starts airing on YouTube. Suga and Samsung release a 2022 version of the Over the Horizon theme because their business relationship is going very well. Possibly August is also when RM did his jacket photoshoot for Indigo. Suga does a Weverse livestream just to tell us that he got the 7 tattoo and won't tell us where it is. He actually says way more than that in the live stream, but that's what I highlighted in my notes at the time, which is kind of hilarious. We find out later in Suga's D-Day documentary that at the end of August, he checked himself into a hospital for a health refresh after getting super stressed out about his album. And while in the hospital, he ended up writing the song Snooze, which is yet another masterpiece, in my opinion. By the end of August, Suga has composed all songs for the album except for Interlude Dawn. If you want to learn more about Snooze, about Suga's stay in the hospital, about what the heck was going on, I did a whole episode about it. It's in the backlog of episodes. Go check it out if you haven't already. August 2023. Unbeknownst to ARMY, RM is prepping for Right Place, Wrong Person. He does his jacket photoshoot in Japan in August, and also travels around finishing up recording. What ARMY see, however, is Suga wrapping up his epic D-Day tour with his encore shows. JK, Jimin, and RM guest on one day each of the 3-day run of the encore concerts. Suga then walks through, waves, and closes the door on his August D trilogy, healing from the trauma that originally created the persona. After Suga wraps up his tour, we get the announcement of V's debut album, Layover. He releases an MV for each song, including Rainy Days, which I will talk about today in this very podcast. Yay! He films IU's Palette and an appearance on Running Man. Meanwhile, JK has started prepping to release 3D featuring Jack Harlow. August 2024. Jin films a bunch of Run Jin episodes. The only ones I know for sure were filmed in August are episodes 7 and 9. But I'm willing to bet he filmed a bunch more. While Jin films ahead, Run Jin starts airing on August 13th with episode 1, where he climbs Hallasan Mountain in Jeju. He also films Kian's Bizarre B&B at the end of the month. Another thing Jin films is a dance challenge with Le Sserafim, out of the blue. I guess that day he felt like all the girls were very much girling and he needed to join in. All the other members were enlisted, so it's only Jin's activity that concerns us this time. It was, however, a hard month for Army, since Yoongi was the latest target of the corrupt and unethical South Korean media machine, which is allowed to blatantly violate people's rights in the name of profit. It was enraging, but it's better to just move on now with love and support for all seven members of BTS. Though Army did manage to get Dispatch temporarily suspended from Twitter during this month, which I'm still proud of to this day. I always love it when we work together to achieve a goal. Speaking of goals, there's a current goal to get Dynamite to 2 billion views on YouTube. So if you haven't watched it recently, give it another view. For fun. For Yoongi. Because he's very cute in it. August 2025 is this year. The boys are together in LA working on their next album. Just as I was typing up the script for this history section of the podcast, they went live from a beach at sunset, which I talked about in the news because I'm now recording this later after typing up the script. Whatever. They all looked gorgeous and happy and were being silly, and it warms my heart to see them all together again. And that's my super long history section. Song discussion. Rainy Days by V. Rainy Days was the first track released from V's debut album Layover in 2023. The song was written by Frankie Skoka, Freekind, Gigi or Gigi, Masta Wu, and Kim Zimya or Kim Chimya. I don't know how you say that name. V had spoken for several years about releasing a mixtape. With the planning of Chapter 2 and the military enlistment era, the mixtape plans changed to official solo album plans. Right up until at least April 2022, V was planning to write and release a full album of his own work. He'd often tease songs on lives or on Instagram, though they were often songs he'd already decided not to feature on the album. In the 2022 Festa Dinner, he described an album that was mostly done except for the fact that he wasn't sure about how the song sounded in tracklist order. Somewhere between 2022 and the release of Layover, V got cold feet about releasing his own writing. That's just my opinion. I'm not actually sure if V's ever outright said that's what happened or implied it, but that's what it seemed like to me. Releasing an official album was a lot more pressure than releasing a free mixtape on SoundCloud or even just a song here and there on SoundCloud, like V had been doing up until that point. V may have started to doubt his own talent for songwriting under that pressure. But full disclosure, I have a very low opinion of the producer who helped him put Layover together. So it's my personal opinion that he was likely also encouraged to hire outside songwriters rather than use his own work by somebody who wanted to have more credit for the project than maybe they deserved. Now, that being said, I really like the songs that V selected for the project, and he sings them excellently. Layover has a very clear theme and feel to it, and it's an excellent debut EP. I do hope in the future that we get more of V's hand in the songwriting, though, because V also happens to be an excellent songwriter, and I wish he weren't so hard on himself. The song follows the recent trend of not having a second verse and instead using the bridge as a second verse. So it goes chorus, verse 1, chorus, bridge is verse 2, chorus. The song is mostly in English, with just a few Korean lines sprinkled throughout. V tends to favor writing and singing in English, so the ratio of English to Korean isn't surprising in this song. I'm not going to go through it line by line, but in general, the song is about being stuck in memories and regret, with a desire to start over in a relationship that has ended. It's a rainy day, V is thinking of his ex, and wishing he knew how to get back with them, and wishing they would call him. Side note, I don't know how this song goes over with iPhone users, given that the producer incorporated iPhone text sounds into the intro to the song and the mix. But that also contributes to the theme of trying to reach out to someone who is distant. My favorite lyric from the song is, "I've been on my own, maybe." To me, it shows how our mood can color our perception of reality. Just because you're feeling lonely doesn't mean you're on your own. Maybe you are surrounded by love in different forms, and you need only to look around you in the present instead of looking only to the past. V performs this song during his Layover promotions on Inkigayo and Naver N-Pop. V's live singing is incredible, so I definitely recommend checking out the live performances if you haven't already. The music video is where V's personal creativity really shines, and we see his touch in storyline and choices, in my opinion anyway. V almost has his own music video cinematic universe. Throat Layover, and also his song Winter Ahead, released later, but filmed earlier, V plays the part of some form of artist that is constantly creating virtual or artificial worlds or people. In Rainy Days, he plays the part of an animator. The music video starts with the sentences on the screen saying, "When we listen really carefully, loops go wheeling, cozy and stuck." Which doesn't make much sense until you consider how animation can be made out of loops. We see multiple frames, angles, and duplications of V's face and hands before we cut to him feeling melancholy in his apartment. The music video was shot in Spain, along with the rest of the Layover music videos. The particular apartment building they used is the Torres Blancas building in Madrid on June 4th, 2023. At the beginning of the video, we see geese flying in a V outside the building. It's a cute nod to V's name. But interesting to note here is that the geese are flying backwards. Not physically backwards, but geese's Vs always fly with the narrow end of the V forward. And these geese are flying with the narrow end at the back, which doesn't make any sense for physics, but adds to the kind of surreal element that V likes to weave into his music videos subtly. The co-star of this video is a Pomeranian that stands in for V's dog, Yauntan, who V practically dedicated the album to. Perhaps mirroring his own life, V's lonely artist protagonist has a little dog for company that he cherishes immensely. We see V set himself up a meal, while the visuals are interspersed with black and white film of V looking directly into the camera, perhaps being recorded by the person that he is missing. The backwards motif continues with V pouring what looks like pure sugar onto a plate to eat, only if you look closely, it's actually traveling in reverse, from the plate back up to the container, while the dog watches. We see V working, and then watching an animation in which an animated flower becomes a real one. Certain frames repeating, again, animation styles. For verse 2, or the bridge, V changes his singing into something that's very nearly a rap cadence, which was super surprising the first time I listened to the song, and is now one of my favorite things. Our animator protagonist is now working on 3D animation, specifically a clay zoetrope that he later casts into metal. A zoetrope is a loop of a repeated figure that, when spun, creates the illusion of the figure moving. In this case, he has sculpted a tiny version of his own head that sings us the verse. It's interesting to note that this is the only time that any image of V sings along to the song. V then paints an outline of himself onto glass with a baguette, as you do if you want a hint of surrealism, but he adds alien-like antenna to it, perhaps referencing V's own experience of being referred to as alien-like, or feeling alien-like himself due to his unique personality. The drawing gets wings added on it when it appears a few seconds later in the bottom corner of the frame. Bookish Theories on YouTube has a different opinion on the outline of himself that he draws, believing it to possibly be a reference to The Truman Show, a movie in which the protagonist is trapped in an artificial world created against his will to turn his life into entertainment for others to consume. It's an interesting possible reference for sure, but I'm reluctant to see it as more than a coincidence. But who knows, without V directly telling us, which I don't think he has. Back to the music video. V also plots out his face as though one were figuring out the proportions to draw it. Another theme in V's work is faces. In his abstract art, he likes to draw them. In his social media, he often enjoys posting photos and filters that distort his own face, just as much or not more than he enjoys posting photos that show his face perfectly and beautifully. Personally, I've always felt that this was V playing with perception. The MV ends with our animator falling asleep while the beginning of the music video plays on the TV that once showed the blooming animated flower. His dog is on his lap, and he drops the remote as his hand relaxes into sleep. I think really in order to understand the character and the story that V has created, you have to look at all of his music videos and how he addresses this theme again and again in his work. I don't really feel equipped to talk about it myself. There was a great essay on it, but unfortunately it looks like the author has deleted since I read it, so I can't go back and pull things from it to help me articulate my own opinions. But if we keep the theories to just Rainy Day, V is an animator working in the mediums of repeated loop animations, whether two-dimensional or three-dimensional. And he himself is stuck in a loop of regret on rainy days. or possibly a loop of wanting to start over with his ex-love, only to have that ex-love become an ex-love once again, and repeating and repeating. What do you think of Rainy Days? What do you think V is trying to communicate through his animator protagonist? How does it fit into the theme and subsequent appearances of seemingly the same sculptor, animator, or artist in Taeyong's other music videos? Let me know your thoughts. I'm very interested. So, I know I just said at the beginning of this episode that I was going to switch to a bi-weekly schedule, but then I was looking at what I could do for next week's episode, what day I could pick, and I just happened to notice that September 1st, Jungkook's birthday, is on a Monday when I would usually release. And that's kind of too tempting to pass up. So I'm going to do an episode next week. Actually, I'll probably release it on Sunday, so the day before his birthday, or when his birthday is in Korea. So midnight Korea time on the 1st is when I'll release the episode. And it will be JK's birthday themed, which means next week's episode, I will be talking about the songs Decalcomania, which is an unreleased demo, and the song Magic Shop, to celebrate JK. And of course, as you might guess, if I'm doing Jungkook's birthday, I can't really not do RM's birthday. So the next two episodes will be out on the weekly schedule. They won't be as long as this one. I promise you that. They'll be shorter. I do apologize for how long this episode is. All right, thanks for listening. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode, or next week's song, or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.